The governor says the assembly version of the state budget would slice a lot of his multi-million dollar plan to spend more on Milwaukee's schools, crime fighting, and social services. Doyle says he doesn't care for a quote from a Republican state representative who said Milwaukee will survive.
Honest to God, that was their vision. Milwaukee will survive. Well, my vision and our vision is not a city that survives. It is a city that is thriving and a city that is prosperous.
Doyle rejects Republican claims that their budget would be much better for taxpayers in Milwaukee and elsewhere.
When you cut shared revenue by $33 million in the city, when you eliminate the $21 million of additional property tax help that is there to help with the voucher funding issue, that's a lot of property tax that you're going to load back onto the people of the city of Milwaukee.
Waukesha County legislator Mark Gundrum is the representative who said Milwaukee would survive if the assembly plan becomes law. He says the proposal cuts state spending in several communities. He says he's not seeking a budget that's penny wise and pound foolish.
Yeah, that's kind of a common Democrat argument. Pay more in taxes so that you don't have to pay more in taxes. The idea here is to control the size and expansion of government so that ultimately less taxes will need to be paid at all levels.
The state budget package heads to a state assembly, state senate conference committee next week. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.